All right, welcome back, everyone. You know, one of the things that I'm sure you've picked up on throughout our discussion with Rena and with Brittany is that when you're partnering with the United Way of the CSRA, it is really all about giving and receiving. Even think about the fact that Brittany said, hey, look, that 211, that number is there not only for the people who need to receive assistance, but is also there for people who want to give support. All about giving and receiving. And as it turns out, that's really what it all revolves around, giving and receiving. Give, somebody's giving so that someone else can receive. That said, what's been happening with regards to giving lately?
Well, we talked about just kicking off our campaign. So this is the time of year that we run the majority of our campaigns, a lot of fundraisers and good times happening. But if a company is not involved in running a United Way campaign, we really encourage you to. We are happy to come out any time to speak to you, to speak to the employees. It's important for us to let people know the impact that the dollars are making, where the dollars are going. Everybody works very hard for their money, and we want to make sure we are sharing that message of the great things that's happening.
Do we have more small businesses joining us?
We do. There's always some more opportunities. It can be a large business, a small business, or individuals. You know, we can't say enough. Every single dollar counts and makes a local impact. So, in fact, we've got some opportunities here.
So what we think is really important is to make someone's gift as tangible as possible. Because someone might say, well, will my dollar a week matter? Will my $5, $10, $20 a week really make an impact or make a difference? So, you know, so it will. And so for as little as $5 a week, which would mean bypassing Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts just one day a week, but for that $5 cup of coffee, if you did that every week for a year, that would actually be enough money to provide 25 meals for a family of four. If you think about that, giving up something that you already do every day, putting that $5 and giving it to United Way rather than for your cup of coffee, you can have extreme impact for a family of four. Or for $10 a week, so maybe bypass that toy aisle at Walmart or Target next week, for $10 or the cost of a toy for a child, over the course of a year, that would provide enough resources to buy books for 50 preschoolers. Mm. 50 preschoolers over the course of a year. And then if you think, you know, if you're one of those couples loves to go out to movies, and if you'd have a movie night maybe every Wednesday night, maybe give that up. So $20 a week, instead of going off to a movie, give that gift to United Way, and over the course of a year, it will provide a senior companion for one homebound adult. So we know many seniors, they just need a companion, someone to talk to, someone to help them with basic necessities so they can ultimately stay in their home, which we know many times people end up being more healthy when they're in an environment they're most comfortable. Yeah. So those are just a few examples of where your impact of either, you know, $5, $10, or $20 a week will really have a ripple down effect for our community.
It's amazing that, if you want to call it this, the sacrifice. I'm not so sure I would call giving up a cup of coffee one day a week a sacrifice, but somebody might say, well, that is a sacrifice to me. Okay, cool, I can dig that. Small sacrifice multiplies in the benefits for other people.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that is what, again, that's the value of United Way, where your dollar actually is being put to the best use in the most efficient way. So there's no better return on investment to give your dollar to United Way based on the return you'll get later on.
So we had our kickoff campaign just a week ago. In February, we'll be having...
February is the big celebration and announcement of how much our community has raised. And it seems like it's a long way away, but it really isn't.
It'll be here before we know it.
It will be here before you know it. Yeah. But we hope it's and I should have the date, but it's the last Tuesday in February. And we're going to be at the Marriott. And it's going to be a fun celebration because, you know, as I said earlier, so many people in the community are involved in making this happen. And that, the 218,000 people that were served last year, that wasn't one person helping. That was the whole community put together helping people that they don't know.
And so the number again, that we're shooting for having before February is
3,278,925.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you all have come through so many times. We are really counting on you to do it again. And if we could give contact information again, phone
Absolutely.
Numbers, web address,
So our website is uwcsra.org, and our phone number is 706-724-5544.
Well, Lena Powell, it was great having you with me again.
Thank you.
And Brittany Burnett, it was truly a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And welcome to the Garden City.
Thank you very much. The
new family, United Way of the CSRA.
Thank you.
Everybody, we're looking forward to you doing what you can to be that partner that gives and gives and gives and receives so much in return. Thank you in advance for all that you have done, for what you will be doing. Till next time.